Welcome back to the pub. Grab yourself a seat. Now we're continuing our interview with Brian Daniels, whose website is becoming the talk of the town. So Brian, you were telling us last time you were raised in the wee village of poverty just outside Dublin. Tell me a little about your family.
Well, my family, my mother had 9 children. 4 girls, 4 boys, and myself.
Huh, 9 children. She must have been a very good Catholic. What was the house like?
Well, it was your typical 2-roomed Irish mansion. Small. In fact, it was so small the cockroaches were round-shouldered. Yeah, the front door and the back door, same door.
That reminds me of an Irish joke I heard the other day. Well, it seems this guy, Pat McGinty, had a very famous talking goat. So I decided I'd go and see Pat and his goat. I knocked and Pat's wife opened the door in her nightgown. I thought to myself, that's a funny place to have a door. Anyway, she invited me in and told me Pat and the goat were in the bedroom. I walked in and here's Pat lying in bed with a goat beside him. I said, Pat, you're lying in bed with the goat. What about the smell? Whew! The smell, says Pat. That's okay. The goat will get used to it in a couple of weeks.
I told you, Joe. I'm supposed to get the funny lines here.
Okay, Brian. Okay. So, you were saying you have 4 brothers? Are they all living?
Well, 3 of them are living, and the other one's a member of Paul Martin's cabinet. And if you don't think my jokes are funny, ladies and gentlemen, let me read you Paul Martin's last election promises.
I hear one of your brothers is close near here.
Yeah, he's at the College of Physicians in Toronto. He's up there on the bottle of alcohol. You know, when he was alive, he spent most of his time with his 2 best friends, Jack Daniels and Johnny Walker. Actually, he spent 2/3 of his money on booze and the other 1/3 he spent foolishly. You know, if it wasn't for the olives and the martinis, he would have died of starvation years before he did. Did you know that he's in the Guinness Book of Records?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He's the first kindergarten student to graduate with a beard.
I believe you also have a twin, an identical twin.
That's correct. I can remember the first time I looked at him, and he looked at me.
Oh, it must have been a horrible sight for the both of you.
In face and figure, form and limb, I grew so like my brother that people kept taking him for me and each for one another. It puzzled all our kit and kin. It reached an awful pitch. For one of us was born a twin, but not a soul knew which. And then, to make the matters worse, before our names were fixed, the nurse, while washing both of us, got our names completely mixed. So, you see, by fate's decree, or rather nurse's whim, my brother John was christened me and I was christened him. Our close resemblance dogged the footsteps even when at school, for I was always getting caned when John turned out the fool. I asked the question hopelessly of everyone I knew. I said, what would you do if you were me to prove that you were you? Our close resemblance turned the tide of our domestic life, for somehow my intended bride became my brother's wife. Year after year, the same mistake went on and on and on. But when I died, the neighbors came and buried Brother John.
Ah, well, there we have it. Okay, that's about all the time we have today. Join us again here at the pub for some comedy, politics, and perhaps a pint.